The first Shabbat, as most of you were probably observing on the screen, was in Rag Kannada. And for those of you who don't know, Rag Kannada is a rag which is sung in the evening. The essence of that Shabbat was conveying the inspiration of Sangat. When we sit in Sangat, no matter what issues we have when we are not engaged in that vibration, no matter what our individual issues are, sitting in an assembly or congregation in which the focus point is Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, we are inspired to experience the vibration of equality, spiritual connectedness. And if Sangat is truly serving that for you, if you are conscious of that when you sit in Sangat, then Guru Maharaj says that there is no jealousy amongst each other because we are on an equal platform. Jadon Sangat Milli, Guru Sahib Kandane, when I found true Sangat where only truth pervades, Sat Sangat Kaisi Janiye Jithe Eko Naam Vakhani, that is the true assembly, the true congregation, true Sangat. Jithe Bas O Vibration Challe Bas. And if we are truly aware of that, Fir Sanu Kisi De Naal Koi, we wouldn't have issues at that moment with anyone. If we were true to that, right? Kyunki Bani Hi Sanu Eh Wisdom De Sakdi, we can't really do it on our own because the ego gets the best of us, right? Fir Sare Hi Tuhanu Equal Disde Ne, there's no enemies, right? Na Ko Bairi Nahi Begana Sagal Sang Hum Ko Bane Aayi. And in that vibration which we've been trying to convey, the essence is fir tuhanu oh cheez stressful nahi lagdi, koi circumstance nahi stressful lagdi, kyunki everything that is occurring in one's life, it's a natural reflex when you're engaged in Shabad consciousness to say bhi jo vaiguru ne karna hai ode piche koi raaz hai, it's for the good of my individual journey. Jo prab kino so pal manyo ehe sumat. That's interesting, right? Besadu, the path of the saints, the wisdom of the saints, the sangat, eh sumat etho milli. For the younger people here, you know that when you're a part of a team, if it's a sports team, I'm sure all of you will agree to this. We can all relate to that. If the coach wants to see that team succeed at whatever their goal is or whatever their vision is, then indeed he has to inspire that group of 20 or 23 individuals to work amongst themselves and together as a unity. They have to have one spirit, so to speak. And the coach is there to inspire them. He ensures that if someone's sort of treading the other way, he's trying to bring them back to that unity. Although 23 bodies, they're one in spirit. Teamwork. And as a spiritual congregation, we are inspired to have individual spirituality, to have our own individual recitation, simran, bhat, but sangat is very critical. And every day you're probably going to hear me telling the younger kids that you need to thank your parents daily if they bring you to Gurdwara. That is the best thing that can happen to you in your life. Be grateful for them, to them. So let us continue. Dusra Shabad Rag Kalyan Vich, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj Da Shabad Hai. And you'll be able to see it on screen, obviously, on page 1322 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib. And this is describing the love that the Guru has for Akal Purakh Waheguru. The closeness, the connection. He describes God as Lalan, my beloved. Mere Lalan ki Sobha. I am colored in the name, in the wisdom of God.